airbrushing. Seeing is believing. Do you look good in photos? Are you photogenic? If you aren't, don't worry. You can always try a bit of airbrushing. Basically, airbrushing involves changing images with software programs such as Adobe Photoshop. These programs allow you to do all sorts of things to photos or images. You can adapt them, enlarge them, or enhance them until they look perfect. You can also change the tone of someone's skin, eliminate spots or acne, and alter the color of someone's clothes. In fact, you can do just about anything. Airbrushing has become increasingly common in the world of fashion and glamour. And photos of celebrities, models, or other famous people are often changed using airbrushing techniques. Models can be made to look younger and thinner. Stomachs can appear to be flatter, and wrinkles and cellulite can be eliminated. The possibilities are limitless.
However, there have been a few controversial incidents involving airbrushing. These include the case of Brazilian supermodel Gisele Bündchen. Her pregnancy bump was airbrushed out of pictures for the coat company London Fog. More recently, the UK election campaign was hit by an airbrushing scandal. A poster featuring the face of David Cameron, the Conservative Party leader and current Prime Minister, appeared to have been altered. He looked younger and his skin was much clearer. When questioned about the poster, Cameron admitted nothing. However, later, the Conservative Party said that there might have been some minor retouching, as is standard in advertising images. Of course, politicians have been using airbrushing for many years. Joseph Stalin was famous for having his enemies removed from photographs by having them painted out.
But things might be changing. Critics of airbrushing believe that it is sending out a dangerous message, that young and slim is best. Others feel that airbrushing is a form of misleading advertising. In the UK, an advertisement for Oil of Olay face cream was banned after more than 700 complaints. The photo had featured an airbrushed image of 60-year-old model Twiggy.
Demi Moore was angry at the airbrushing rumours surrounding her appearance in the art and fashion publication W Magazine. So, she posted the original picture on Twitter to prove that the photo had not been retouched. And Britney Spears recently released the non-airbrushed photos from her latest Candies campaign, alongside the digitally enhanced ones. In the airbrushed photos, Britney had a smaller waist and thinner thighs, as well as having a tattoo removed. In a statement to the press, she said that she wanted to show that she's proud of her body, despite the imperfections.
So, will you be airbrushing your photos?